We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The U.S. has announced new restrictions on Americans traveling to Cuba.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg is on our news line. So, Peter, what are these new rules?
Well, what it essentially does is it more or less cancels the people-to-people exchange programs that have been going on for the last 5 years. And what that does, it eliminates cruise ships from traveling to Cuba. And as you may know, just about every cruise line is now going to Cuba. The infrastructure is being rebuilt down there to accommodate not just the ports in Havana, but eight other harbors. All that is ending. The only thing we know from the Trump administration is that if you booked a land tour and you already have a confirmation, you'll be grandfathered in. You can still take it. But effective tomorrow, the cruises are going to end. And nobody knows if people get a refund. Nobody knows how the cruise lines are going to deal with this in terms of repositioning their ships. But the bottom line is those people-to-people exchange programs are ending as of tomorrow.
Have these programs to Cuba proven to be popular?
Very, very popular. And in fact, growing in popularity, especially with cruise ships, because they can come up with itineraries that are approved by the Treasury Department and by the Commerce Department that truly are people-to-people programs in taking large groups there at a single time. Airlines now are going to have to accommodate this, and you can probably count on a reduction in frequency and service to the island as well.
What's the reason for these new restrictions, Peter?
The reason from the United States is that they want to put economic pressure on the Cuban government because of their military ownership of so much of their travel infrastructure and the Cuban support of the Maduro government in Venezuela.
Are there still legal ways for U.S. citizens to travel to Cuba?
Yes, but it's much more specifically defined now. It has to be for medical, for religious, for humanitarian reasons, and of course, for Cuban-American citizens, they are still allowed, although there are more restrictions there, to go back and visit friends and relatives.
Peter, thanks for the update. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.